In February, she looks at the apple trees and imagines rows of people standing in line for something. She even dreamt once of being among them, waiting patiently to enter the open doorway of the earth, which shone with a light so forgiving it could have spoken. Her son's been dead nearly a year, and yesterday, while driving to the feed store, she braked suddenly and threw her arm across the ribcage of his absence. The ice grows down the ruts of the gravel driveway, the possum by the well frozen in place for over a week. Wood smoke hangs halfway up the trees. The air is still. Gunshots can be heard for miles, and every kind of water and laughter.